Hello, hello everyone. Welcome back. I'm Shua Allegra, founder of Grace and Hope Consulting, where we empower people to achieve mental and emotional wellness, reach their full potential, and live fulfilling lives. Everything we do here evolves around resilience, and I'm inviting new friends to the table to kind of have this conversation, to learn more about their lives, what they do, and how all of that relates to resilience, so we can find new tools, new strategies to apply in our own lives, and so we can find resilience as well. So welcome, Chelsea. Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you for having me, Shu.
Yeah, thank you. And so let's just get it started here. Do you mind just sharing who you are and what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. I am the author of Sticks and Stones, Poetry and Prose, Full Story Edition. It is a poetry collection written for people who struggle with mental health issues, telling the story of my experience working in a toxic work environment with themes of suicide, love, and heartbreak.
Wow. I mean, it takes courage to write, period. And then I say that myself, you know, I've written quite a few books and we actually published, you know, many as well. And I know, especially when you're writing nonfiction and, you know, personal stories, it takes courage to share that. And and also I love what you mentioned, or like in the beginning, you said it, you know, sharing mental health challenges from working from a toxic environment. Often people don't, we see it, we hear it, but we don't always share it, you know, but unless we start sharing those stories, you know, we kind of, the cycle continues, right? That we might leave a job because it was toxic, but somebody else will come and have to endure the same. So without going into too many details, like we don't need to share names or, you know, even the place of employment at all, but do you mind just even shedding a little light on what are some things maybe from your personal experience that made the workplace, you know, toxic, quote unquote?
For me, the main thing that was toxic was that just from the beginning, working there, I myself felt like everything I did was going to be ridiculed. What I wore was going to be ridiculed. Who I was going to be ridiculed and demeaned. And then I watched as the guys who mainly did most of the work at the workplace were also body shamed, demeaned, and ridiculed for who they were as well.
Wow. That's sad. So yeah. From what I'm hearing, it's like not being valued, not just for the work per se, it was more even just who you were as a person. And, you know, and since like we see even the male co-worker, just what people look like, what they wore, which is really does not have anything to do with anybody's ability to do their job.
Exactly.
Right. Wow. And so as a result of that, like just kind of being in that kind of environment, how did that impact your mental health?
It definitely opened me up to realizing that I suffered with mental health issues, because I've never really, before that time in my life, I never really realized that I suffered with those certain issues of anxiety and depression specifically. But when I worked there, I was very aware of it. And then I started seeking help for it and learning more about it. But then also, one thing that I ended up starting to do a lot when I was there was writing poetry. And that's kind of how my poetry collection came to be, is that it was poems that I wrote while I was working there.
Wow. Yeah, writing can be so cathartic, you know, for me as well. It's as a way to process. But then you look back, you're like, wow, this is how far I've come, right? How did I even endure this and come on the other way, the other end of it?
Yeah.
So thank you for writing, and thank you for even through all of that, you know, not giving up per se, like by using that experience to now help others who might read those stories. And maybe they didn't even know that, you know, what you've been through. People might pick up the book and just think, oh, just, you know, mental health stuff. And they're like, oh my goodness, no, for me too, this was at work, right? And for those of us who might have mental health challenges, or, you know, sometimes they're kind of dormant, right? It's like, often I give the analogy of having, you know, for someone who might have diabetes, but they're finding when everything is at bay, right? And then they just eat a little bit more sugar that day, and it's like everything spike up. So sometimes you can have depression, you can have anxiety, just kind of in the background, like in a little bit, you know, that happens here and there, but you can manage it well. But once you're thrown into a stressful situation, no matter where, at home, at work, in the community, it just really, you know, it's like this volcano just waiting to erupt, right?
Exactly,
so then when
yeah.
the you know, the stress happened, it just erupts the volcano, and here it's like, whoa, where did all this come from? And people who might not understand, I'm like, well, it was just this little thing. But for you, for your brain, for your mind, it's not just a little thing. It's a little thing that tipped the cup over, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And now everything in the cup is running, you know, it's running on the ground. It's like everything just overflowed. And now it's like you kind of starting to clean all of that and trying to pick up the pieces, as they say, you know, put everything all together and feel strong again. It's hard work. It's hard work.
Yeah. So it's definitely not something you do in a day. You start day one and then you have to go. It's lifelong that you kind of learn yourself and how to help yourself.
Yeah. It's a good point there. Because sometimes especially I think in our society, we just, a lot of things are like quick. You know, it's like we have more dry fruits than you can think of, you know.
Like,
and nobody wants to wait anywhere, right? So like anything, it's always fast. And I think, was it Domino's? I think it was Domino's, where if you didn't get your pizza into a certain time, then they actually... Well, no, you get your pizza
you money.
Free. Yeah, I'm like, what?
Yeah, I saw that.
And it's just how I think we've been so accustomed to instant gratification. And we have that same mentality when it comes to a wellness, come to a healing.
Yeah.
You know, it takes time and you have to be patient with yourself. You have to give yourself that permission to feel, to process, to heal. And like you say, it's not always overnight. It's work, but it's work that's worth, you know, that's worth it. And it's work that works. I often tell my clients. So for you during that time, you know, where did you find that strength to say, like, I'm going to take, you know, start processing this for writing? And so, no, instead of just letting, like, oh, no, kind of giving up. Sometimes we can be there physically, but emotionally we're giving up. Like, we're detached. We're just kind of numb because of what happened. But, you know, it sounds like, but from what you're sharing, you took the time then to, you know, process these things with writing, and then you start seeking help, as you said, and so that, you know, you could be well. Where did you find that strength in that moment when, you know, it seems like a lot was happening?
It was like, when I go to a workplace, I always am very much a faith person. So I sought God about it when I was working there. And I was like, you know, God, I know you put me here and I want to know kind of what you want me to achieve here. So that's kind of where I found the strength. And I started trying to look for ways to be really kind to everybody there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how I made it through my time at that workplace. I just always was looking for ways to be kind, say positive things to people. I actually started writing like inspirational quotes on the whiteboard in the office there. And then I would give gifts to the guys that worked there often, and like anything that I could to try to change the atmosphere of the place.
Wow. That takes a lot of courage and strength. Because here you are being impacted by the toxic environment. And then now you find the strength to take care of yourself in that moment. But now you are doing anything and everything you can to impact change and kind of doing it by example. You know, it's putting the message, the positive message on the whiteboard or little notes, you know, encouraging others. I mean, that's huge. That's huge.
Yeah.
And often I can't remember who said this, that people will forget what you say, but they won't forget what. How you make them, you made them feel. I can't remember, was it Oprah quote or is it a Maya Angelou maybe?
I believe it was Maya Angelou. Yes.
Yeah. And so that comes to mind for me as you, you know, came to mind for me as you're sharing. Like those guys might have left, you know, your coworker might have left that place, employment, but they'll definitely remember, you know, those notes that you left. I still have notes. I have worked in the one place where it was not toxic per se. But I was going through some personal, you know, things in my personal life and that I didn't even share with anybody. And someone took the time to put, you know, speaking of faith, put a Bible verse in my cubby at work, my mailbox. And then I saw it. I'm like, wow, this just really spoke to me. And then a few weeks later, I got a keychain as a Christmas present, I guess, from the same person that had that same Bible verse on it. And that verse carried me through the years. And it seemed like every time I find myself like struggling with something, I remember that.
You know,
and it always encouraged me. So definitely I can echo what you're saying about, you know, faith and realizing too that I don't believe in coincidence. Like there's always kind of, you know, some divine purpose for everything. Even we find a place ourselves in places, you know, that seems toxic. I'm not saying that, you know, God wants us to suffer, you know, like, you know, just like go, you know, put in places where we're going to get hurt. But in a sense, my point is, like, even there, if we were intentional about seeking purpose, like you're saying, like, why am I here, you know? And there you became the change agent. You know, through that, you now have this, you know, book and this poetry that's helping others, you know, and it's, you know, for many of us, that, you know, those places of hardship are not pleasant, but then you remember, oh, it was good for me to be afflicted, right? So that I could learn your decree, so I could be encouraging, be a blessing to someone else.
When I look back at the time at that workplace, I always think of all the positive things and like watching how I felt like the guy specifically, that they grew and they kind of wanted to open up to me more. And they seemed very much like they were responding well to what I was doing, at least. And that was enough for me in that time.
Wow. And it took you going through that to realize that I was lacking in the workplace so that you could provide that for them.
Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, it's not always good when we go for it, but flipping that coin a little bit, helping us, you know, look for things from a different perspective can truly, you know, make a difference. You're like, whoa, you know, and lead to things like this, you know, who, the good things can come out of bad situations.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm glad that, you know, that you did what you did doing that to help others, you know, right there in your workplace and then through your book. Now, I guess I'm just curious, and I'm assuming you no longer work there, is from what you're kind of sharing, or you still work there?
No. Actually, it all kind of was divine how I left. They ended up giving me a note towards the end of my time there, basically saying that I would be put on probation and kind of like attacking my own personal things that I like to do, reading, writing, and stuff like that. And basically said I wasn't going to be able to do that during the workday. And I just decided that was my sign from God that you're now told you can go.
So release from the assignment, right?
Yes, exactly. So I just turned in my resignation and I never went back.
Yeah. Wow. So now, again, without sharing names per se, now do you find that since going through that experience, being in a toxic workplace that impacted your mental health, did you find it a little easier to decide later on what jobs you wanted to take, where you wanted to work, or how did that impact your career moving forward?
Yeah, it definitely is now like the key priority to how I pick a job. Mm-hmm. And currently now my day job is working as a grocery cashier.
Okay.
And I very much enjoy it. And also the company that I work for completely supports my mental health. And I entirely feel like a different atmosphere than that other one.
Yeah. And that definitely goes a long way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely goes a long way.
So it definitely came full circle for me that I finally found a good home job-wise.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's really good. And if for all of us, we all kind of need to find that good home, you know, work-wise, like you said, because if, you know, for most of us, you know, when we're working, we're spending a lot of waking hours at work, right? So if it's a toxic environment, it's a place that does not support your mental health, it honestly can ruin your entire life, because you can't just compromise, like, oh, I'm at work, this is only going to affect me at work. No, when I'm at work and I don't feel value, I don't feel included, I don't feel supported, I, you know, not only I go to work already, you know, feeling defeated, right? And I leave feeling like just done and just literally just blah, because like, oh, you know, it's just, you kind of that heavy feeling. And then that's how you go home. And then it's even harder to connect with your family, with your friends, right? To enjoy things outside of work, because you kind of just know that heaviness kind of continues, whether you had a mental health diagnosis or not. You know, and so it's really good. All of us need to be in places where we're supported. And for anybody listening, if we run a company or lead people in place of employment, prioritizing people's mental health is huge. And that's some of the things that we do here. It's helping organizations be more mindful of the employees' mental health in even ways that they do scheduling, you know, like people's work schedule, you know, being mindful of people have lives outside of work, so that if we support what's important to them, they're more likely to, you know, to come to work and enjoy, you know, being at work and stay longer. So at the end of the day, it benefits the company in the bottom line. So if they don't have to have people leaving all the time and having to rehire and retrain people. So it's a win-win. If companies focus on their, you know, employees' mental health, it's a win-win for everyone.
Yeah. And just always, no matter if it's about mental health, like a key to any employer is make your employees remember how valuable they are to you. Yes. Because if you don't, then that's definitely you're not going to have a business for very long.
Right. And you think about it too. If with no, like they often say, with no customers, there's no business. But if your business need employee to run it, with no employees, there's no business either. You know, you can only automate so much, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So there's that, right? So yeah, definitely there's just valuing people. You know, I think, like we said, the bottom line here, if we're more intentional about valuing others, you know, then we are creating safe places where people feel supported and where they feel like they belong. And that empowers all of us to perform at our best.
Yes.
So where can people find the book? How can people connect with you?
The book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart.com,
beautiful,
and other retailers online, as well as it's available personally. They can order it from my Etsy shop, which is going to be Etsy.com/shop/unicornpixiedesigns.
Okay. And we'll make sure we share that link too.
And then if they want to connect with me, I am most active on my Instagram, which is going to be at onegirlrevolution26_.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for sharing your story, and thank you for helping others find resilience for your work, for your writing.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate this platform very much.
You are welcome. For everyone listening, be well and come back again. Bye.